Check your email for less spam today. With the new year comes a new federal law in effect yesterday to protect us from the torrent of junk that now accounts for more than half of all emails. But at Wired Magazine, editor Chris Anderson worries that his inbox will still be stuffed with spam ads for body part enhancement products.
Last year, the government broke form and actually improved our evenings with the Do Not Call list, a relatively effective solution to a serious irritation. Starting this new year, it will attempt to do the same to another irritation, our spam-filled email inboxes. Last month, President Bush signed the so-called Can-Spam Act with a promise to bring federal law to bear on this growing problem, much as it had in telemarketing. Only this time, I suspect, it will have virtually no effect. Most spammers live in the bizarro world of zero cost and consequences to them. Such spam takes your time, bandwidth, and storage, not theirs. No wonder it's attracted thousands of sleazy two-bit operators from around the world. It's a billion-dollar business that now accounts for half of all email traffic. It's hard to think of any law that would be enforceable enough to make much of a difference to the most brazen spammers, offshore opportunists, and untraceable operators working alone. But you could at least imagine a law that would have a chilling effect on the larger American spammers, including some companies who are vulnerable to prosecution. Unfortunately, the Can-Spam Act is not that law. For starters, it doesn't make spam a crime. It only requires that spammers take people off their mailing list on request, as if deleting spam wasn't time-consuming enough. Sure, the Act encourages the government to launch a Do Not Spam registry, and perhaps it will, but it's likely to have huge loopholes to allow for existing business relationships and ostensibly non-commercial bulk email. At best, it will only moderate the behavior of the most responsible spammers, if that's not an oxymoron. Fortunately, we have another knight riding to our rescue, technology itself. Spam blockers are getting much better and are now, for the first time, keeping up with the rapid mutations of spam itself. The new generation of email programs have pretty good spam filters built in, and most internet service providers do some filtering on the server side, too. Add a third-party filter, such as CloudMark's SpamNet, and you may find that you're finally winning the battle for your inbox. Perhaps someday a genius will figure out how the government can save you from waves of herbal Viagra offers. But in the meantime, it's good to know there's something you can do to save yourself.
Day-to-day contributor Chris Anderson is editor of Wired Magazine.